This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of July 21st. Last week I mentioned that farm organizations were calling for the president to nominate someone to be the chief agriculture negotiator for the USDA. This week, Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Agriculture Affairs and Commodity Policy, Dr. Julie Callahan, was nominated for that position and has drawn praise from a number of U.S. farm groups representing both the crop and livestock producers. The chief agriculture negotiator is responsible for leading and coordinating agricultural trade negotiations and developing agricultural trade policy. Unlike the stock markets, many agricultural markets have been surprisingly stable for many commodities. For example, the November soybean futures opened in January at $10.28 per bushel and closed at $10.27 at the end of June. Cotton opened and closed at nearly the same price. But in the livestock sector, cattle futures increased $19 per hundredweight, while hog futures added $11 per hundredweight. But consumers should note that ag economists are reporting that beef prices will likely reach new highs in 2025 as a result of a smaller beef cattle herds and the possibility of a trade war with Brazil. According to government data released last week, the average price of a pound of 100% ground beef rose to $6.12 last month. That's up from $5.98 in May and $5.47 in June of 2024. And upward pressure in prices are expected through 2026 and beyond. Many farm commodity prices seem to be in a holding pattern, but the farm economy seems to be showing signs of stress. University of Arkansas Agricultural Extension agent Ryan Loy reported that more farms nationwide have filed for bankruptcy in the first 3 months of this year than during all of 2024. There were 259 Chapter 12 filings, and Federal Reserve Bank economists are warning that the demand for non-real estate loans in the U.S. is growing at the fastest pace since 2016 due to stagnant commodity prices and expensive input costs that have limited the ability of many farmers to self-finance their operations. Last week, AgriPulse News Service reported that if trade negotiations between the U.S. and the European Union fall through, and President Trump goes ahead with his promised August 1st tariffs, the U.S. may face some pretty tough headwinds with the European Union, since the organization is ready to impose their own tariffs on $84 billion worth of U.S. goods. So if Trump follows through with his threats, the U.S. could face retaliatory tariffs on $25 billion worth of agricultural products, including on grains, meats, and vegetables. There's also a second list under consideration that would impose tariffs on an additional $84 billion worth of U.S. products, including $7.4 billion on agricultural food exports and U.S. industrial products such as Boeing airplanes, cars, medical devices, and chemicals. Trump's budget proposal is also a potential stumbling block for the ag economy. According to a political analysis, if the proposal is approved by Congress, the USDA could see a $7 billion budget reduction for fiscal year 2026, with significant cuts to the Farm Service Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Rural Development. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "No nation was ever ruined by trade." Additional information related to this report is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksjd.org. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.